When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he start throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm welcoming you to the first hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. You click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you've got the links you need to stream the show. We'll be all set up. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories and photos and all of that. And I managed to find one little snippet of good news related to animals in Ukraine. So I will share that with you shortly once we get the table set. Oh, there he is. He turned his video on. I have to say, I'm actually surprised that I am awake and doing pretty good. I think I had probably the best spring forward that I've had because I sprung forward. I didn't have a marathon session yesterday, so I got home in a reasonable time yesterday evening and got everything done. And I just was really tough on myself because I can get so distracted. And I actually got to bed at what the time that I was intending to, and I set all my car clocks ahead of time and made sure I was. And so the fact that I got to Zoom in this morning, I'm doing the show from home, I get a little extra 40 minutes of sleep if I don't have to make the drive, and that made all the difference. So I am actually in pretty good shape. So I hope all of you were able to spring forward nice. But you know what? I'm hoping this could be the last time. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just stay in daylight savings time and not have to go back and forth? So that's what I'm hoping for, fingers crossed. Anyway, it is a beautiful sunny morning today up here in the Monroe Salton area, and back in the studio again. You know, we had David was filling in last week because our wonderful production engineer, Nathan Miller, had winged his way out of here and was back in Kentucky making it official. And so I have to say, I'm a little nervous, you know, because now he is official. He is actually godfather, Uncle Nathan Miller. But you know, godfathers can be pretty bossy, and he was already, you know, pretty pushy. So I'm minding my P's and Q's, but I just want to say welcome back, good morning, Godfather, Uncle Nathan.
Oh, thank you, Martha. It's good to be back with you again. Missed you last week.
I don't know that you really missed us because you were back with your brother and sister-in-law, and you got to welcome their brand new baby, Genevieve. Mm-hmm. Beautiful name. I love that name.
Oh, me too.
And you were so wonderful to include me in your family and send me photographs. And he sent me a wonderful photograph of Godfather Uncle Nathan with Genevieve cradled in his arms.
And that was my first time holding her too.
Was that your first
yeah.
time? Wow. It was just a great photograph. And anyway, so I kind of felt like I got to be a little bit a part of it, and I knew when it was official and all of that. And I think your heart's a little torn right now, it sounds like to me, because you're missing your niece and your family. I mean, you really had a good time back there, didn't you?
Oh, I'm missing her so much. She just loves to be held. You know, she's one
yeah.
of those babies where if somebody's not holding her, you set her down for like 15 seconds, she starts crying, then you pick her up and... she stops crying, and she loves to be, you know, bounced and move around and see different places. Very curious mind and wants to know what's going on.
Well, that's pretty good for a brand new baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not, how old is she? How old is she?
She's just a little over a month old now.
Yeah, okay.
Born on
all right,
February
well,
1st.
All right. Well, that looks great. And so it sounds like she's what we'd call a good baby, an easy baby. So it's like, you know, when you pick her, she wants to be held and you pick her up and she's content mm-hmm. and all of that. So she's not been, because some babies can be fussy and cry and can be challenging for the parents right off the bat.
And I mean this in a good way. She's not crying to get back to mommy, too, if somebody else is holding her. As long as you're just like bouncing and moving her around, she's really happy to be with you.
She's happy.
If you're
cool.
part of the family,
cool.
as far as I can tell. I mean, I haven't seen her have somebody outside the family hold her.
All right. Well, but that sounds like the all great news from Kentucky. And I'm glad you got a chance to get back and visit and that you've made it back here safely and all that good stuff. So you'll have to keep us updated. Godfather reports and Uncle Godfather. I don't know what we'll call you from now on. But anyway, you'll keep us posted on Genevieve's progress. And so we have a change of schedule this month. As far as I know, Nathan, it is still the second Sunday. It is the second Sunday of the month. And that normally would be our healing Sunday, where we have, you know, our wonderful energetic healers in the studio to do remote treatments for everybody. But and that, of course, would be Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen. But Linda is on vacation. And believe it or not, I find this, it's amazing to me when I think about it. She's in Egypt right now. So she and her partner winged off to Egypt, and she's on vacation, won't be back till towards the end of the month. Nels didn't mind having a Sunday off, and I was looking for a place to plug in me and Walter to do the next teaching show. And so today happens to be the day. And we're going to continue our education of me sharing everything I know about dogs and behavior and solving problems. And so before we go any farther, let's welcome in, zooming in from the East Coast, author Walter Stoffel and his wonderful book, Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, the incredible border collie. And the books will make you amazed that our guest is even still alive. The adventures he had with his dog were pretty overwhelming. Anyway, good morning, Walter Stoffel, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, Walter. I need a little more volume in with his voice, Nathan. So how are you doing this morning, Walter?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
All right. Let's remind everybody, where are you zooming in from?
I'm zooming in from beautiful downtown Canadensis, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, population.
I would say population on or about 1,000 people, maybe.
Wow. So you're in small town.
Yes.
And as I recall, I think every once in a while we can have a little connectivity problem or something. So we'll hope everything goes smoothly today, because you're sounding pretty good right now and we've got a good picture and all of that. So let's think good thoughts that the communication continues to work well today.
Yes.
All righty. So we are going to continue with our canine behavior general topic, me sharing everything I know about all of that today. We've got to, of course, officially start the show, and then I have a few little things to talk about. But Nathan, you don't know about this, but Walter and I actually powwowed a little bit before the show because it felt like me that we needed to make a little shift in what we're doing. I'm structuring these shows like I structure a session when I work privately with people and their dogs to help them understand their dogs, solve their problems, and give them a program going forward. And I typically do that in one marathon session, one long session, and then they get free phone follow-up with me afterwards. And so when I do the session, I sit down with my clients, we go through some general areas of education and then get into the specifics of the problems and how to solve them. So we're still working our way through the general areas. I've kind of, on the first show, we kind of did the general dog stuff and so forth. And then last time we covered most of the food stuff. And so where we'd pick up is picking up, finishing up the food, getting into the medical physical issues that can be related to behavior and all the supplements, remedies, and other things that I might use to help us get where we need to go behaviorally with the dog. And then we've got all the communication stuff to do, and then we get to go to the specifics. But what made me think we needed to change is that, you know, Walter is and Lance and Walter's book, Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, is quite popular, and and Lance has quite a following online. And all, of course, and we welcome all of Walter and Lance's followers, and glad you're joining us here on Animal World. But many of you have sent questions to Walter about your dogs and their behavior and all of that. And it occurred to me that, gosh, if we don't ever address any questions and it takes us several shows to even get to the point where we talk to you and answer questions, that you might get tired of the general stuff and so forth. So I decided to just throw a little wrench in and we'll shake things up. And so what we're going to do, Nathan, after we get the show started and do the couple of starty things, we're going to probably spend an hour. We're going to go through the questions that Walter has gotten from his followers this last month of time. And I'm going to take some time answering those questions, maybe not in full detail and all of that, because the information will be coming up. But at least I get a chance to address some of your concerns and whether we'll be addressing all these things throughout. So we're going to do a bunch of questions. Then we'll jump back in, pick up where we left off, and continue more of the general education for the rest of the show. So that's kind of my game plan. We'll see how it goes. So how about, before any more time goes by and we had to get to the little things we got to talk about before we get to questions, let's officially start the show. And if you've not joined us before at this time, you'll know that you don't know that I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That would be Saint Francis. So we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. It's Sunday and you can. So, and gosh, with everything going on in the world right now, I think we can use some higher energy and all of this. So going to start with our St. Francis prayers, and then we have some affirmations that we do to get us all energized and ready for the day and the week and that good stuff. So here we go. I start with a little prayer for our animal friends. It is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, here we go with the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us human animals. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. Oh, divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, so there's our prayers. And now I've got a bunch of affirmations here that we do. And this part of the show is voluntary. You are welcome to join me and say these affirmations with me out loud. You are welcome to use them during the week as I do. And many, I know many of you do because I hear from you. Or you cannot participate at all. Totally up to you. Not like the love train later in the show. Dancing is required. Anyway, here we go. Some of these affirmations we do for ourselves personally. Some we do for our collective animal world group here. And this first one is for us personally. And I say each affirmation three times. And like I said, you can join me or not. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life will be a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life will be a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life will be a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. We do this for our collective animal world family. And three times, here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Alrighty. Now, this next affirmation, again, we do for all of us. And this one is for us when we're going out in the world to go out with a feeling of health and well-being and spreading health and well-being. And you know, things are changing this week with COVID pandemic stuff, and a lot of the mandates are being dropped. And I know, at least from those I've talked to, there are some folks being nervous about going out. You don't want to go out in fear and worry. You want to go out in health and well-being. And so that's what this is for. And it also got a little message last night when we're doing this affirmation about the health and well-being. Think about, you know, what's going on in Ukraine. I just did some disturbing news to me last night, and following what's going on, is that with everything else they're dealing with, I didn't know, Nathan and Walter, that the people of Ukraine, only a third of them were vaccinated against COVID. They hadn't really gotten their vaccination rates up. So not only are they dealing with the war and all of that, but with the refugees and everything, COVID's apparently an issue. And of course, all their hospitals are being bombed. So when we're doing this affirmation, let's not only think of ourselves and our animal world family, let's think of them too. And let's just spread this health and well-being all over the whole planet. All right, here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All right. Now, this one is this affirmation actually comes from Natasha. And I find this particularly helpful for me, and especially with everything that's going on, kind of helps you keep a balance. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And now to complete this group of affirmations, cross your hands over your chest, hold them over your heart, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty, now here comes the biggie. This is the one we do for all of us, but also for the world. And with what's going on right now, we really need it. So keep in mind, think of all of those that are in turmoil now. And let's just imagine the vibration of this planet being uplifted so that, I mean, all that's left is love and peace. All righty, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world and Ukraine with light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, you guys, we are good and all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And let's just hold bright, loving thoughts. And it just as I was saying those, it reminded me of what Yogananda used to say and talked about, you know, when because of the prayer and the meditation and all the work he was doing to raise his own vibration, he just said, you know, when the work is done, all that's left is love. So let's just, especially we get on the love train and let's spread it all over the planet. And let's just see us all elevating the energy and the love and the light and nothing left but love and peace. Okay. So we can at least have our own little world of love, light, and peace, at least here on Sunday mornings, 9 to noon. All righty. So we are ready to go. And I think that means that before we carry on, we'll keep the Godfather happy and take care of our advertisers, stay on schedule. So we're going to do that right now. Then we're going to come back. I got a shout out to a longtime friend of Animal World who's back, found us again, want to say hi to her. And a couple of little things here to talk about. And then Walter, get those questions ready because you and I are going to dive into all the behavior stuff with dogs. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Walter Stoffel is here, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. We'll be talking dog behavior soon. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
How's that, Nathan?
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization technique best and energy codes practitioner. Yep, she's out on vacation today, but when she returns, she would love to give you a free introductory session. She works out of the Interspace facility in Seattle. It's the old Rainier Brewery, and she can work with you in her office or via Zoom. And you can certainly call and leave her a message, and I know she'll get back to you as soon as she returns. The number to call is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And remember our wonderful premier harmonic energy shifter in Seattle. That would be Jude Ponton and the Whispering Dragon Center. I got to tell you, it would be wonderful if you've been thinking about going in and getting a session. Jude is going in a couple days a week, and really looking forward to connecting with folks again, and can really use some business. So if you've been thinking about going in for a session, now would be the time to do it. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com, or give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. 2836. And of course, if you do something fabulous for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, you can advertise here with us on Animal World. Love to have you being a part of our family. And look who joined me, Nathan, just for you. This is Buzz.
Oh, hi, okay. Buzz.
I'm being totally distracted because I'm zooming from home, and Buzz, my Abyssinian, came in, and Nathan wanted to see him because he wasn't sure what had happened. His coloring, it's hard to come through, but his belly's red, but he's a ruddy Abyssinian because he's a big mm-hmm. boy. Anyway, so there you go.
I love the ears.
Yeah, he's a good boy. All right, Buzz, thanks. Okay, let's see, where was I? Anyway, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates. You get links on the website. You get interview on the show. And how could you not want to be part of our family? So if you'd like me talking about you, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, that if you want to get a hold of us today, that is one way you can reach us, is sending us an email. animalworldlive@hotmail.com is our email address, and we do get that in the studio. So animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just give me a call after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty. Now let's see. Walter's been scotch taping his microphone back together over the break. So Walter, are you there with us? And how is your makeshift jury rigging of your equipment going?
I'll let Nathan decide.
Now, how is he doing, Nathan?
Like a professional.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, the professional scotch tape was really helpful. All righty, so let's see. Oh, I want to, before we start anything, I got to give a shout out and a major apology to tell you. I love it. You know, every once in a while, I hear from someone that you know, has been a long-term listener of Animal World. And for any of you Walter people and Lance people out there, you may not know, I actually started doing this radio show almost at the beginning of talk radio here in the Seattle area on the West Coast. And I don't even know, I have to go back and count. I don't even really know how many years I've actually been on the air, but I think it was like 1994 or something. So, you know, we're above 25 years and going, we're going towards 30. And I know I've been here on KKNW for at least 18, but it's been a long time. Anyway, she called during the show last week, but towards the end. And of course, you know, I don't get messages from my office phone number when I'm on the air, so couldn't address it there. Amanda, I want to say, hey, I am delighted to know that you found us and that you're back. And Nathan, I got a question for you, because Amanda, one of the thing she was calling about was to say that she'd found me again and was glad to be back, which is wonderful. But then she mentioned, and this of course tells me how long she's been a listener. She was talking about how she loved the Missing Link supplement and, you know, gave it to her dogs forever, and that she took it herself for many years. Well, Missing Link was one of those absolutely phenomenal supplements that came out, gosh, you know, probably at least 20 years ago, but they found us as one of the premier talk shows about radio animals in the country, and then had to sell me on the supplement, and they came on as sponsors, and that the product just took off, and we advertised for Missing Link for years and years and years, and it was the best product. Well, unfortunately, Dr. Bob Collette, that created Missing Link along with Dr. Udo Erasmus, Dr. Collette passed away, and eventually his wife had to sell the company, and so it switched hands, and you can't get the original formula and Missing Link anyway. So that's why she was checking in, and because she was listening again, Nathan, mm-hmm. She heard me talking about Nupro, N-U-P-R-O supplements. Now, and she wanted to know more about Nupro, and then it was having trouble finding it. So I want to say Nupro is not Missing Link. They're not the same kind of supplements, but Nupro is a phenomenal supplement. And I just thought, Nathan, because you know, when we interviewed Janice, the owner of Nupro, I mean, you were really impressed, and you guys started your Abbey Border Collie on Nupro, right?
Yeah, we were. She gave us a kind of a five, I think it's like the 5 gallon size of the Nupro.
Five pound.
Yeah, that's what it is. And, you know, started Abbey on it, and immediately she just started, you know, eating more of her food and was more energetic. And her breath was starting to smell a little bit better, too, and a little bit shinier coat.
Yeah, it's great for skin and hair coat and all of that. But anyway, it's a fabulous supplement, Amanda. Now, Amanda said she was having a little problems being able to get it and going through the website. I intended to call Janice, you know, and get some answers about that. Now, I'll tell you, Amanda, what I don't know is where you live in the area. But I get the Nupro up at Bridges Pets in Snohomish, and I know other pet stores carry it. Nathan, have you purchased it anywhere around here locally? Or
I think the easiest way is just, when in doubt, go online to their website, newprosupplements.com.
Yeah, but apparently there are some issues there, so they might be having, I don't know, supply chain issues, or I don't know, but I've got to find out more about that. Anyway, I know, Amanda, they have it on the shelf at Bridges Pets in Snohomish, and we may have to check around. And if there's anybody out there, if you know, if you've got a place where you're getting your Nupro, you could email me or Nathan here, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Let us know. We'll pass that on to Amanda. But anyway, shout out to Amanda. And I'm so glad that you are back. And I look forward to chatting with you off the air sometime soon. Just looking, I'm surprised looking out the window, because I'm seeing blue sky and puffy clouds. Nathan, you're seeing the same thing down there in on the east side. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was supposed to be cold and rainy. So what's going on with the weather?
We did have a little bit of a break from the clouds and rain overnight last night, but throughout the day, we're going to start seeing increasing clouds throughout the day, and that'll lead to some scattered showers in the afternoon, turning into full-on rain by the evening. And temperatures, probably I would say more mildish. We'll be in like the mid-50s during the daytime and kind of low mid-40s overnight throughout the week.
Well, sounds to me like the weather report has improved over what it was earlier. So that's good. Now, I was just going to ask Walter, but he just took his headset off. So I don't know if he can hear me. Walter, can you hear me? No, he's messing around.
It doesn't look like it, but we will also
expect. Hey, Walter, I'm talking to you. Walter?
Oh.
Hello.
Yes. You caught me. I was readjusting my scotch tape.
I know. He's just telling him why he's readjusting. So, well, anyway, you know, Walter's in the country. Anyway, Walter, just wanted to check since you're back in Pennsylvania. What's the weather doing back there?
Oh, it's we had a very wintry 24 hours. Temperatures, I guess, last night were in the upper teens.
We had what's called
the bomb cyclone.
Ooh,
which I don't think I've ever heard of them until this year. Something about the millibars just sink. They drop like, I don't know, 25 millibars, whatever that means. All
is that
at
on
once.
A barometer or something, maybe?
Yeah, I'm guessing. So what we had is we had high winds, we had steady snow, and it was cold. And today we have sun, but it's cold.
Wow.
So this is winter's last gasp. That's the way I look at it.
That sort of thing happened when I was in Kentucky. It was maybe about mid-60s, and then there was one day the high was 25 degrees, and then it went back to the mid-60s again.
Well, all right. Well, I would agree with Walter, and I'm just going to repeat it because I told you all last week. According to the frogs in my neighborhood, winter's done. We're already into spring. Usually, you know, as we start to come out of winter, I'll hear an old croak here or there. But then once they're really into the spring cycle, the frogs start singing all the time and then croak and sing, and it's 24/7. Well, my frogs have been croaking and singing 24/7 full volume for at least 10 days. It was last week they were already doing it, and I mentioned it on the air, still going on. And it amazes me because, you know, I'm out in the forest, but it's also there's some wetlands around. And, you know, I have a pond-ish on my property, but there are a ton of frogs out here. And they get so loud, you guys, that even in my house, that I don't even hear road noise and stuff while in my house, you know, and doors and windows closed. It's very well insulated and it's quiet. But even with doors, windows closed, TV on, I can still hear the frogs. Okay. So they're really loud. But anyway, so I thought I'd tell you, I don't think we're having any more winter out here, although, I mean, the temperature could drop and stuff. So just keep in mind that the frogs say we're moving into spring and it's getting better. And you want to be paying attention temperature wise. If fleas have been an issue with your animals and in your environment, because when the temperature gets 50 degrees above, when it starts consistently staying above 50, that's when you're going to start seeing the hatches of eggs and larvae outside. And so we're getting into the 50s here and there. So you may have a hatch and then it freezes off again and then a hatch. So if you monitor your kitties and your dogs for fleas and flea combing, you better get out your stuff and start paying attention now. All righty.
Could I just, Martha, could I just interject to one?
Absolutely.
Weather, one further. Are you and Nathan familiar with Punks to Horny Phil?
Oh, yeah. The groundhog. I think the groundhog this year, he said we were having six more weeks of winter, didn't he?
Yep. Yeah. So that means, so those 6 weeks are almost up now, though. So see,
are
any
they?
Way you look at it. Yeah.
Okay. So
I think Groundhog Day is like the 2nd of February. So.
Is there, okay. Has it been that long?
We're kind of in the clear.
So everybody's in agreement. Puck's Tony
the
Fiddle
frogs.
And the frogs, and we're all
in the groundhogs.
And the groundhogs, all time for spring. All right. I think that's good. Okay. Now, before we get to questions here, one last thing. You know, I've always tried to get some good news going and be a balance to what's going on. And I mean, I don't even want to get started you know, what's going on in Ukraine. But last week, Nathan, you weren't here, but I was trying to find out what on earth's going on with the animals and all of that. Well, fortunately, we have our wonderful person that knows everything about everything, and that would be Eileen, you know, from Help Animals India. And she had all the links and all the information that we shared last week on the air. And the good news last week is that the animals are being addressed and taken care of. And we got reports on how the zoos are being cleared out and the animals are being transferred elsewhere and all of that sort of stuff. Well, the wonderful story that I found that I wanted to share with you a little bit, just a titch of good news. I was able to post it on the Animal World Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, it's right below the post that tells you what's happening on today's show. And it's a story about some of the soldiers, the military in Ukraine. And there's video. And there's one area where these soldiers are that there's stray dogs in the area. And there's was a litter of puppies. And the story is just wonderful. These little dogs have come in to keep the troops company and to be their little watchdogs. So they've got a young puppy and then there's some other strays hanging out, but they're actually protecting these guys and letting them know when stuff's coming in. But it just, you know, it's just a little bit of feel a little better because even the dogs are doing their best to help. So Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It's the second post there under what's happening today. And you can see the video of these stray dogs and the military guys and the dogs. Anyway, I just thought that was a fun one. You know, the little good news I could find. Okay. That being said, oh, my goodness, Nathan, where does the time go? Let's keep the Godfather happy here and take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then now is the time, Walter, to get those questions out. And we'll spend the rest of this hour and part of the next answering your questions. And then we'll get back to our general education. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. And your questions via Walter are next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Rolling on this week's edition of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And Nathan just flashed me a picture of outside, and it's clouding up more. I was not quite there when the music played, because I was kind of in shock looking out the window because it's been beautiful and sunny. Now all of a sudden up here, you know, I'm in the Monroe Salton area. It's clouded over, Nathan, and my gutters are dripping.
Oh, really? Starting to rain a little bit? Can you see some precipitation coming down?
I'm not seeing rain, but I'm seeing drips come off, you know, the end of my roof. So there must be a light amount of rain going on.
It could be your trees, too. They're starting to rain from the morning dew.
No, because there's no trees right over the house.
Interesting.
Okay, so it's coming from the roof, and it wasn't there until now. I mean, you know, it's not like it's been dripping all morning or something. It only does that when it rains. So I must be getting some light rain. I think it's a perfect morning to stay in the house and hang in with us here on Animal World. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful, we were just talking about him, New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And the best cat vitamin I've ever found, they call them the New Pro Nuggets. And I've never tried them with a cat that didn't really like them. And they can be great to get them to come when you want them and all that good stuff. So New Pro Nuggets for your kitty friends. And then if you need help with your dog friends, you can always call me. I do free evaluations on the phone. And you can reach me at 360-217-7258. Not now, because I'm on the radio, but later. 360-217-7258. All righty. We are joined today by Walter Stoffel. He is author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, the story about an incredible border collie, extremely abused for all of his life. And then Walter and his wife rescued Lance. And I think he was about 10 years old when that finally happened. And then he lived an incredible amount of more years with Walter and Clara. But it was a real roller coaster. And this dog was could be one of the most viciously aggressive border collies, and incredible stories of their life together. And when a listener brought the book and Walter to my attention, I of course loved it. And it seemed to be an opportunity to share with, you know, how we can help dogs like this now. I mean, even back in the day when you wrote this book, I think it was back in 2000, or when you, not when you wrote the book, when you got Lance, it was around the 2002 type time frame.
2002.
And that was about the time Dr. Pluckner, the veterinarian who published on the physical things that were probably going on with Lance, when his definitive book came out, we started to be able to test for this endocrine immune imbalance and all of that. And so it just seemed like an opportunity with Walter, you know, for us to chat and be able for me to share all of the things that I've learned about animal or dogs and their behavior and solving these kind of problems. So we're working our way through that and doing shows every other month, or every month if we can slide them in, but every other month is seeming how it's shaken out. So last show we did together, which was the second show, I believe that we did, we covered a lot of the general dog stuff and all of the food stuff. And we're due to then go into the physical health and well-being and supplement and remedy department, and then communications, and then we'll be done with the general education and on to questions. But Walter's been receiving a lot of, he says, great questions from you out there about your dog friends. And so we're going to take a little time out, and we're just going to go over the questions that Walter's got, and I'll do my best to give some answers here. So Walter, where do you want to start? Who you got to, for us to talk about?
I'll start with Marcia, who has a border collie by the name of Annika. She's a perfect lady, except for the fact she jumps up on people when she gets excited. Huh. Also, she seems to have a personal running battle going on all the time with my senior citizen mixed Chihuahua.
Oh.
If you could mention these issues to Martha, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. The jumping up, that's the easy part. Now, you know, jumping up, and this is a real good question to start with, because I can give you a real specific answer for this one and how to deal with this, and all the general stuff not necessary. So jumping up, normal behavior for dogs, and basically they do it because, you know, they want to get close to your face and hands and greet you. I use a four-step correctional teaching sequence, so I'll briefly tell you how to handle this. The rules I establish with my dogs, and what I recommend, because it seems to work, is the rule is, dog, unless you're invited, it's always wrong to jump up, okay? Because that covers the bases, Walter. If people don't want dogs jumping up on them, the dog doesn't jump up because they don't jump up unless they're invited. So then when you want to stop that behavior, Marcia, you need to bite the bullet and say, all right, new rule starts now. And then the best way to extinguish problem behavior is to nip it in the bud. Okay. So that means you need to engage with your dog at the instant the jumping up begins. Now, that could be if you're sitting down, it usually means a paw comes up on you before the whole body comes up. So when the paw comes up, that's when you'd begin the educational process for the dog. Or if you're standing up, if they jump up and touch your body. And I'll often have a rule like when, because, you know, like Robbie Golden is real high energy. And when he was young, the rule was you can bounce around, but you just can't touch my body. You have to stay off the body. Anyway, so when the dog starts to jump up, you need to be prepared. And in most cases, you're going to need a training tool to break through what the dog's thinking about and interrupt the behavior so you can communicate. I usually use some kind of sound interruption, which is a sound other than your voice or hands, lasting only a second, loud enough to startle the dog from a source they don't see. That's the definition of a sound interruption. But let's say you walk in the room, dog runs over and starts to jump up. The first thing you do is tell them that behavior is wrong. Remember, I believe dogs are intelligent creatures, and it's like educating children. They don't just need to know what's right. They need to know what's wrong, and they need to learn impulse control. So the dog starts to jump up at that first instant. The first thing you do is tell them that's wrong. No. Tell them what's right. Off. And off in your mind should mean feet on the floor. And step three is you got to do something to get them to stop jumping. Well, that you can bump them off with your knee. You can step towards their back feet, which will trigger them to come back down off of you. You can, like if you watch Dog Whisperer, Caesar, he says walk into the dog. That throws them off balance and they kind of tip over. Or you can use a training tool to interrupt the behavior. The training tool, it's very sophisticated, that I usually start with is what I call the magic penny can. It's an empty aluminum can, one roll of pennies in it, 50 pennies, and duct tape on the top. And you use it to shake it to make a sound. Okay. Now, I talk about the penny can right now and for jumping because it tends to be the most powerful and the most effective with the most amount of dogs. Now, so you would have your training tool, your can, close where you can use it. Dog starts to jump up. It's no, off. And then almost simultaneously with the word off, you do one of the things I previously mentioned to get the dog off, or you shake the can once. Well, that startles them. And of course, they jump back off. Now, that's exactly what we want when we say off. So step four is praise. Good off. That's a good off. Good off. All right. So that's the basic principle. Now, what goes wrong? People get really, really good at the no off part. Nathan is flagging me down.
I did have a question, but did you want to finish that first?
Let me finish the train of thought and then we'll do your question. All right. So people get really good at the no off part. They're really bad at the good off and praise part, because what happens? You get the dog off and then you start to praise them. Good off. They get excited again and jump back up. That's the key issue. And when you realize that, take advantage of it. You can use it to teach impulse control, and it's the secret to stopping the jumping. So you add a fifth step to the four steps of correction. No, off, shake the can. Good off. That's a good off. Now, before you go any further, you start escalating the praise. Good, good off. And then you really start to get exuberant and even start flailing your arms. Good, good off. Oh, what a good off. Knowing it's only a matter of seconds until the dog starts to jump up again because they get excited. When that happens, you flip that switch, you change your tone. No, off, shake. Good, good off. Oh, no, off, shake. Good, good off. Oh, what a, oh, no, off, shake. You're not done with that one correction until you can vigorously praise and get silly and goofy and bounce around, and your dog's down on the floor wiggling around going, oh, geez, I get it. It doesn't matter how excited you get. I keep my feet on the floor. That solves all the problems because they realize it doesn't. When the excitement level goes up, they're learning how to control themselves, and they learn impulse control when they're excited. So it's much easier for them to control themselves, or around other people. And when the energy goes up, now you can add another step after you teach them not to jump up in excitement and accept the praise. You can then ask for a sit, and then bend over and greet the dog. And it turns into a sit for greeting ritual because dogs anticipate rituals. So they get used to then, oh, the pattern is I don't go to people and jump up on them to get attention. I go to people and sit, then they bend over and greet me. So that's kind of our basics on the jumping up. Nathan, I know you had a question, but we're getting up towards the top of the hour. Do you want to ask
it
now? Okay.
So I noticed when you're going over like the second step, putting your knee into the dog or something like that.
That's the third step. The interrupter. Get them off.
One thing I noticed is you didn't mention crossing your arms and turning your back to the dog.
Okay. That would be a behavior modification technique. And that is another option.
Mm-hmm.
Folding your arms, turning your back. You just caught me because I just forgot to mention that one, but that is another option. It takes, when you use a behavior modification technique, it takes longer. So you fold your arms, turn your back. You sometimes have to go up and stand against the wall, just hold still. And then you have to wait for them to quit jumping. And when they quit jumping, you turn around, sort of thing. A lot of people, though, don't have the patience for that. So that's why a training tool and using the correctional sequence can work better with that. All right. Now, let's time out on that because we have to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and we got to get on the love train. So, Walter, we will hold on to Marcia's question. We'll clean up and we'll see if you have any questions about that. But we'll also talk about the senior chihuahua and do some more questions after the top of the hour. Right now, it's time to get on the love train. And this is our exercise for the day and get our juices flowing, get us energized up for the day and the week.
Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join the love train with me. I'll cruise through your house and pick you up. And as we're love training and sending the love all over the place, let's focus on sending it to Europe, to Ukraine, all the area. And let's love and light and let's spread it as much as we can. Health and well-being, all the good stuff. Let's just spread it everywhere. I energize up the love train so that we get extra energy while we're doing this. I use the yogi energization prayer. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Oh boy, here it comes. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.